Let's go to Cherish. Cherish, hello.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. So you do you work at a graveyard?
Yes, I do.
Family business.
It's family-owned, yes.
Uh-huh. And you are repossessing graves? Is that what you have been accused of, or what's going on?
Well, I'm digging them up. I'm tired of deadbeats not paying their funeral debts. And frankly, I've sent out notices. I've gone to my attorneys, and I'm starting to dig out the graves from those families that are not paying their bills. That's it.
So if a body is dug up, how soon is it replaced?
By the next day, I could have somebody else in there.
A lot of people dying in your area.
Well, people die every day. What can I tell
you? Thank you for that.
Happen.
What is the cost to be buried at your place there?
It goes from $8,000 to $15,000.
How long have you been in the business?
I don't realize how much it costs.
How long have you been in the business?
This is a third-generation family-owned business.
And what, people make the initial payment and then they don't keep paying because what are you going to do about it?
Well, yeah, you know, once the funeral's over and then the cost sinks in and they don't have their money together, people never prepare for funerals hardly. They don't know how much it's going to cost, and they're shocked by it. And after, you know, the mourning wears off, they're thinking, well, gee, it's done. I'm not going to keep on paying, and it's not acceptable. You know, I go to my way to help people, to make it easy for them, to facilitate the burial, you know. Burial are for the living. It's not for the dead. The dead don't care anymore. And it's for them that I go out of my way to make it nice, and then they screw me afterwards. I have bills to pay, too. I'm fed up.
And you're going to dig up bodies?
I'm digging them up, and I'm getting rid of them. I'm either going to incinerate them, or they can go into the county mass grave. I don't care.
I actually can see both sides of this woman's story. Having lost my father and dealt with the funeral, it's awful. It's a nightmare. So these grieving people, maybe they're just upset, Cherish, and they forget. They're just so heartbroken, they forget to send you another check.
How many months do I have to keep on going after them? How much time do I have to spend with lawyers and collection agencies, sending them notices and calling them up and saying, hey, you're late. You need
Can you just take it as a loss? Can you just leave the body there and take it as a loss?
Well, no, because it's a reoccurring, and if it's just one person, yeah, I would write it off.
And you need the space?
Situation.
Do you need the space right now?
Do I need the space right now? It's not a matter of need. There's always some place that I've got that I can put a body, but there's a principle. I'm tired of spending money and time and aggravation chasing down these idiots.
All right. All right, America. Does she have the right to do what she's doing? Do you think she's justified? 1-888-2-MAN-CAL. Hey, Gary?
Yes, sir.
You're on with Cherish. I want you to talk to her. Cherish, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
We just buried our brother-in-law in December, and the rate that they mark stuff up is so high. The middle-class Americans, I mean, his funeral, and we had to get the cheapest of everything to bury the guy to give him a respectable burial, and it was like $20,000. And you know, if the funeral homes would take in consideration, it's like price gouging.
It's not price gouging. That person is going to be in that plot for eternity. There's not somebody else going to be there. I can't turn around and sell it once you're there. It is the price for it. It's not like you can move out and I can rent it to somebody else. It's a
well,
fair
sounds
price.
Sounds to me that's what you're doing.
Cherish, you are digging up corpses of people that can't pay.
That don't pay. They sign a contract. They know what they're obligated to, and they stop paying, and they're given ample opportunity to get money together to pay, and they don't.
Hold on a second. Cherish.
Yeah.
You're in the paper, and we're getting a lot of calls. Boy, are we getting a lot of calls on you, and I want to talk about Anna Nicole Smith, but you're on the phone right now. Cherish, you are digging up people that aren't paying, or their families aren't paying at your graveyard there. Andrew, hello in Indianapolis.
Yes, hi, Mac. I love you. Love your show.
Thank you.
Well, I have to agree with Cherish, being a business owner. You can't pay your bill, I mean, she has to do what she has to do to get covered. That's what life insurance is for.
I absolutely agree with Cherish. Let's imagine that Cherish owned a car dealership.
But it's not a car dealership, it's people.
No, it's a business. She's running a business. The car dealership is a business.
Homes cost?
You don't
they
pay
are
your
with
rent.
All these bills.
It doesn't matter. Then don't go to the funeral
you,
home.
Hey, you don't pay your rent.
You got to be like the Mexicans and throw a benefit.
Okay, but she doesn't need to dig up the bodies.
Yes.
Yes, because the people are taking advantage of her.
So what's she going to do, just leave the bodies everywhere?
What culture does death the best? The Irish, they all get drunk and have a party. I like the way the Jewish people do it. They cover up all the mirrors. They don't worry about, you know, shaving and doing their hair. They just kind of hang out with family, and they eat a lot. I think that's the better way.
Yeah. I could go for that.
When my father died, we did it the Catholic way, and
it's very depressing.
No, it's very depressing.
Rosaries and...
Carrie, hello.
mercy.
Yeah, dinners. I got a comment for Cherish.
Yes.
Yeah, I think people in the funeral business are crooks. I think that they steal people's money. I think that they look at you in terms of how much money they think that you want to spend, and that's how much they charge you. And I think everybody should get cremated. That's my thoughts. Love your show.
Cherish, your thoughts on that?
I think she's a deadbeat. She just wants to get away without paying any money.
Yeah, it's the cheapest way to go. They call people deadbeats because we don't want to pay the astronomically crazy high prices you guys charge.
What's astronomical?
People.
There's a lot of work that goes into burying a body and prepping a body. There's
you
people to pay, there's
the
property
business.
To pay for, and there's maintenance.
I don't believe it.
Well, there is maintenance of a graveyard.
I believe that, but I think everyone should get cremated. Why prolong the decomposition process? Get cremated and be done with it.
Yeah, well,
I don't argue. It's the cheapest way to go.
Carrie, I cremated my father, and we had him buried.
I say put the ashes in the dirt, put something there. Create new life.
All right. Man Cows Morning Madhouse on the Free Speech Radio Network.
Love your show.
Thank you.
And I was talking with Cherish about Cherish's topic.
Yes.
I agreed with her. She has the right to relocate those bodies. I mean, if you can't afford to bury your loved ones, I mean, you should have them incinerated. It's a lot cheaper, you know.
That's absolutely true. I mean, these people have the option to have their loved ones cremated if they can't afford the funeral. And you know what they're saying? They're going, you know, once their loved one is in the ground, they're going, well, what's she going to do? Dig them up?
Yeah, but what are they going to give the body back? They're right. Dig them up. Fine. Do whatever you want.
You know what? I just feel like you shouldn't have everything on the planet if you can't afford it. And this woman has a piece of land.
Have a little compassion. Their loved ones just died.
Wait.
Well, how about the family have enough respect to pay the bill?
She's not saying they never, but give them a little bit more for the burial.
Put
them on a payment plan. Put them on a payment plan. There's plenty of people dying. I'm sure she's not hurting for money.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you think she would rather they pay a little bit every month, be on a payment plan? Don't you think she'd rather that than digging up bodies?
Fine, but I'm saying she doesn't need to be that extreme to dig up bodies.
Okay.
She's money hungry.
All right. Thank you. Ryan, hello. I feel my IQ dropping while I listen in these headphones. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, man. Kyle, love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I was calling to comment on this lady who's digging up bodies.
Yes, her name is Cherish.
I totally disagree with that. I think $8,000 to $15,000 is just outrageous to pay for a funeral.
Thank you.
I mean, she could put these people on some sort of payment plan.
She's tried, and they still don't pay, and their thought is, what are they going to do, dig them up?
I still haven't paid Blockbuster back the $12 I owe them.
$15,000, don't get the deluxe casket.
They're not going to
pay.
Does she say that up front? You know how these funeral places
and
are.
And you know
you
what?
Know.
You can buy your funeral plot.
They hit you with hidden costs.
Ahead of time.
But they 20, hit
30
you
years
later
ahead
on.
Of time.
You can go to Costco and get a cheap casket.
That's
for real.
That's true.
They got them at Costco.
I'm just saying.
They absolutely do.
You don't have to do the $15,000.
Wait.
Marissa, hold on. You don't go to a car dealership. Well, I want that car. And then, I can't pay for it now. Then don't do it.
But I'm saying she might be charging them interest for not paying right away. They might not know how much it is up front.
You're adding a bunch of stuff to the story. Cherish's family were Nazis. They got the land for free. If you're going to make up stuff, let's keep going. Let's just demonize Cherish as much as possible. Cherish.
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you try to work out payment plans? Yes.
Everybody has a payment
of plan. Course.
They have a certain amount of time they're allowed to make monthly payments.
Of
they
course.
Just stop playing.
You would prefer people pay you money rather than dig up their relatives, right?
Yes, I would.
Okay, thank
you. When they haven't paid, I'm going after them.
She's cutting her losses by doing that. I mean, she's just
trying to... Isn't it more work? Isn't she going to have to pay more labor to dig up all these bodies to pay for them?
Be able to put a body in there from a family who'll be able to pay for it.
Cherish.
Yeah.
You've heard a lot of conversation today. You've heard from our listeners and your thoughts.
You know, you don't pay, the body goes away. That's my thought. Why should I spend time and energy and lawyers to go chasing after them? They know what the deal is when they come in. It's in black and white in their contract. There are no
They're heartbroken.
Surprises.
They sign anything, they're heartbroken. They can't see the contract through the tears in their eyes.
You know what? Too bad. You know, people know that they're going to die.
Well, I think you're a little cold-hearted. I think you're a little bit rough here, but I don't have to walk in your high heels, so I don't know. Nor would I if I, but your shoes, I forget the old saying is, but I think you'd be a little warmer about it. We're all human beings here. I think you'd be a little more compassionate, but I get where you're coming from. Man Cow's Morning Madhouse on the Free Speech Radio Network.